I've got a little Bible reading to bring us from Luke. Luke chapter 2. That night in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. And all at once an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown, a Saviour was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You'll know who he is because you'll find him dressed in baby clothes and lying on a bed of hay." Suddenly many angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God, and they said, "Praise God in heaven, peace on earth to everyone who pleases God." And after the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay. And when the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angels had said about him. Everyone listened and was surprised, but Mary kept thinking about all this and wondering what it meant. This morning I've got two presents. Not massive ones like these ones up on stage. Two presents. But you know how it is when you forget to label the present, like I did with Miranda the other day at our Kris Kringle. You forget to put a name on it. It's hard to figure out, who does this present belong to? What would you do if you had a present on the tree, no label, no one's owning up? You'd have to unwrap it, wouldn't you? So let's unwrap it. Let's find out what's in this present and see who it's for. It's a Christmas pudding. This is like a 17th century traditional Christmas dessert that many people have handed out from generation to generation in terms of the recipe. It's probably come from your country, Cameron, with all the herbs and spices in it, Persia. It's a Christmas pudding. Delicious, I'm told, because I hate them. I do not like Christmas pudding at all. So I'm just wondering, this gift is clearly not for me. Anyone else? Oh, there's a very prompt hand up the back there. Elliot. Tim, this is yours after the service. That is your Christmas pudding. I wondered who it belonged to because it does have a card in here. And it says that gift is for those who like Christmas pudding. Turns out that was Tim Badger. What about the other one? What about this other gift? Not labelled at all. Clearly, a man wrapped this as well. A white box. Let's have a look at what's in this box. It says, "Peace on earth." Well, that's better than a Christmas pudding, isn't it? Peace on earth is way better than a Christmas pudding, to me anyway. Peace on earth, this is a good present. It doesn't weigh much, but wow. If that were true in our world, you'd give up, if you love Christmas puddings, you'd give up all the Christmas puddings in the world to get that one, wouldn't you? Like, peace on earth, no wars, none of this Ukraine craziness, no pinching from each country, the things that belong to them. Peace on earth, right? Peace with other people. Imagine all those folk that you struggle to get along with, peace with them, and then peace inside yourself. Be able to look at the mirror and think, "I'm happy with the person that I see. I'm happy to be me as God created me." And then peace on earth in terms of peace with God, the best peace of all. Not wondering if God's on your side, if God likes you. Peace on earth, that's an amazing gift. I wonder who that gift's for. You remember what the angel said? It said, peace on earth was for those who please God. Does that sound like you? I'm a bit nervous at this point, yeah? doesn't feel like it's me that's included in that list of gift. I'm not sure I can put my hand up for that. To everyone who pleases God, look, I like the present. I'm just not sure it's for me. In fact, I'm not sure it's for many people. Well, in the story today, we got some clues about who this is for, didn't we? We got some clues about that. That very first Christmas, when Jesus was born, God sent his rescuer in this little person called Jesus, and we know that this is the promised rescuer they'd been waiting for ages. And he has been building it up through his prophets, and this is like an amazing event. When King Charles was born, I believe there were like 41 cannons that went off in Hyde Park, and then another 60 or so went off in the Tower of London. Like, it was a massive announcement. What would you do if God come on earth came to us? How do you think God should announce that? Should he go to the emperors and the rulers and send out a ticketed event and make sure that they all know about that? That seems like sensible. I would have thought Jesus, God with us, is more important than, sorry, King Charles. Well, what does he do? He sends angels to shepherds, announces it to nobodies, and says that this is my king. Come to earth. This is the one through whom I am going to bring peace on earth. They're not even family. And if you know anything about the shepherds of that time, they weren't even that liked. But it pleased God to send angels to shepherds. To send angels to shepherds to tell them that the world's rescuer had been born in Bethlehem. And what did they do to deserve it? Did they make sure that they were more nice than naughty over the whole year? That's just one of the most irritating Christmas songs I've ever heard. But did they make sure that they paid the price for the ticket to be at the front seat of this massive event? They did nothing. God was just pleased to pick these guys in the middle of a field and send an angel to give them an amazing message and send choirs of angels to sing an incredible song to them. They did nothing, nothing at all, to deserve God paying attention to them. It pleased God to pick unsuspecting shepherds on a lonely hill and send them a glorious angel. It pleased God to tell them through that angel that don't be afraid, I've got good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's town, a Saviour has been born. It pleased God to fill the sky with angels and song. It pleased God. And that gives us a big hint about the way it's going to be for these people. Because the angels themselves said this, that this news is for everyone. This is happy news for everyone. God is pleased to give this to everyone. God is glad to give people just like the shepherds his peace and his son. Another person in the book of John put it this way, that God loved the world and he sent his only son. So I want you to listen to this really carefully. This here is for the whole world. For the whole world. It's for you and for me. But is it a bit like this for you? It's offered. You could have it. Oh, but it's Christmas pudding. I don't like Christmas pudding. You know, I don't think the problem with what God offers is with God. It's actually often with us. We don't like what he offers. See, the shepherds, when they were picked, they were amazed and they were glad, and off they ran to Jerusalem just to find out if what the angel said was true. And when they get to, not Jerusalem, Bethlehem, when they get to Bethlehem, they see it's true, and then they share with Mary and the people who were there, Joseph and the others, I'm guessing, they share, wow, this is what just happened. They were so glad to hear about the amazing news of Jesus. I wonder about us. Are we so glad? Today, God offers you peace. It's not like Christmas pudding. It's way better than Christmas pudding. He offers you peace. And I would say to you, don't refuse his offer. Why? Why wouldn't you want this in your life and in the world? But also say to those of us who have taken on board the offer, we could do with a bit of the shepherd's joy. Yeah? We could do with a bit of the excitement that still comes when you go, wow, God has come to us in the person of Jesus without reservation, offering a better world. We could do a bit of joy with a bit of their joy, a bit of their amazement. And we could share it with others too. I pray that we might do that today. Let's pray. God, thank you for how you offer us an amazing gift in Jesus. And actually, what has been true over 2,000 years is wherever that gift has been received, peace has come. Where people's lives have been changed, they've worked hard to bring peace into the world and peace into their own lives, and we have even this year seen people who've accepted you for the first time come to know your peace in their own life. So we're grateful. And at Christmas, we get to zoom in on what Jesus means for the world and for us. I pray, God, that through this time this morning, we might have been encouraged to receive your gift of Jesus and to know your gift of peace. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Tim, don't forget.